You know, I've been sort of not giving my Miklos his due. I'm going to start with him this morning. Continuing with Miklos Neasley, Auschwitz, a doctor's eyewitness account. Chapter 24. I conducted the pathological study of the 12 pairs of twins with the greatest possible care. As everyone knows, there are two kinds of twins, one egg and two egg. Twins born of the same egg are always identical, both in their internal and external manifestations, and of the same sex. They're variously known as identical, uniovular, or monozygotic. Twins born from two separate eggs resemble one another in both their internal and external characteristics, but rather as brothers and sisters do. They are not perfectly identical, and in about half the cases, are of different sexes. They are known as fraternal, biovular, or dizygotic. These remarks constitute, medically speaking, one of the basic laws of heredity concerning twins. This law has been used extensively by those who claim that environmental factors such as education, nutrition, the illnesses a person may have suffered, etc., influence only slightly his physical, mental, and temperamental makeup, whereas heredity plays a much more important role. If the traits a person has received from his forebears occur again and again throughout several generations, they are known as dominant hereditary characteristics. These dominant hereditary characteristics can either be to the advantage or disadvantage of the individual. For example, a good healthy set of teeth, a thick head of hair that does not thin with the years, or hypertension, and in some families, diabetes. Among the mental illnesses, nervous depression. These hereditary phenomena, whether they are advantageous or disadvantageous, often appear at birth. A person born with too many fingers or toes would be an example. Other phenomena develop later on and become chronic illnesses, such as epilepsy, asthma, gout, certain forms of hypertension, a few cases of cancer, and the senile cataract of the ocular lens, this last occurring only in people 60 or older. Among these hereditary phenomena, one sometimes finds this peculiarity, that they occur more often in one sex than in the other. Daltonism, or congenital colorblindness, and anemia are two of the most frequent manifestations of these hereditary phenomena defined by sex. Both of these illnesses appear only in males, never in females. Anemia is the most obvious example. The most common hereditary form of anemia is that which is passed from an anemic grandfather through a healthy daughter to half the male grandchildren. Male children never inherit it directly from an anemic father. Each male child and all of his descendants will remain healthy, whether they be male or female. But the female children of an anemic father will, though in themselves healthy, carry the seeds of anemia, and each of their daughters will transmit the seeds to their male offspring.